On Monday, all of Kotzebue was putting the finishing touches on cleanup efforts and last-minute planning for President Obama's visit on Wednesday. More than 10 derelict homes had been knocked down as part of a community-wide cleanup effort that saw rusty cars, broken-down snow machines, and more hauled away. But Nelson Grease Jr. was spending Monday afternoon untangling his salmon net.
Yeah, from the last storm, it was pretty high. The water came up and washed my net out, and that's where I'm at.
Nelson says he had a good summer netting chum salmon in Kotzebue's small commercial fishery. He was working out of Kotzebue's North Tent City on Monday, a city-built campground along a sliver of beach, offering fish racks and campsites for rent from May through September. It's how Nelson says he spent his springs and his summers for as long as he can remember.
This is where I was born. Live over down here over 15 years. My parents used to come down here ever since the 70s. Every summer they pretty much come down here. Pretty much springtime they go out hunting ugaluk and seal and out here.
This summer, his camp in the tent city fell into the water. And it wasn't the first time.
It's eroding. It got my fish rack down here. Dropped it down fall time one time. We put it back up. It's really eroding down the coast. And every time the sand or rocks go down, there's always ice in the bottom on the tundra. So there is lots that's melting. And I'm happy the president is coming. I'm excited.
Nelson isn't the only one talking about climate change in the lead-up to Obama's visit.
It's such an honor for him to come to our village to see firsthand our concerns as a Native community up here.
Nicole Stoops is the executive director of the Kotzebue IRA. She says the concerns go beyond impacts to seal hunting and salmon fishing. It's a connection to the land that goes back generations.
It's not such a simple thing to move a community, as there's a lot of cultural ties to where they are now. Just to understand the cultural ties that the people have to the land, as well as finding something that will be logical and reasonable for the community members to feel comfortable on a move to relocate somewhere.
Some of Kotzebue's erosion issues, mainly along Shore Avenue, also known as Front Street, have been dealt with, at least for now. That's according to city manager Derek Martin. After 50 years of half measures, Martin says it was a tremendous effort to finally get it right.
The permanent fix to this erosion problem along Shore Avenue was to install a series of sheet pile bulkhead along 75% of the Shore Avenue there, which provided the necessary infrastructure to prevent further erosion, to protect the roadway. But, you know, this is a fix that worked for this community as part of our erosion problem, as part of our climate change problem here in Kotzebue.
It's a solution Martin says he hopes to showcase during the president's visit, one that can demonstrate the resilience of rural communities, the kind of resilience Kotzebue Mayor Maya Lukin had to call on this weekend.
Welcome to Kotzebue, President Obama. I'm so excited that you came here that my appendix burst.
What started off as nausea on Saturday turned into an emergency medevac to Anchorage and a quick removal of a dangerously inflamed appendix. Mayor Lukin was out of the hospital by Sunday, but was only able to book a flight back home on Monday night. It's just one of the many challenges about living in rural Alaska that she says she puts up with to continue with her family traditions.
It's a very hard life that people don't quite understand. We choose to live in Kotzebue because it's a beautiful place. It's, you know, above the Arctic Circle. It's a place where you can raise your children to hunt, to fish, to live off the land, and to do what we were taught, you know, from our parents and grandparents.
But while many prepare to press the president on climate change and other issues related to life in rural Alaska, many in Kotzebue just as quickly bring up the elephant in the room, or in this case, the oil rig in the sea. Shell Oil, pursuing exploratory drilling in the Chukchi Sea this summer and staging ships, tugs, crew, and more out of Kotzebue. Some residents say they're opposed to the drilling outright. Others say they're more open to the idea. But on the eve of Obama's visit, focused squarely on climate change, many in Kotzebue are quick to point out the incongruity. A president they're eager to welcome and talk openly with about their needs when it comes to climate change is the same president who's authorized Shell's Arctic drilling. For Nelson, still tending his tangled up fishnets, it's a straightforward issue.
Oil Here is not a good place to drill, I guess, because fall time when the ice are coming and the waves getting bigger, and I'm not sure about the cleanup. Or I think it's going to be pretty hard in the Arctic.
Oil and erosion, subsistence, and climate change solutions. All topics on the minds of Kotzebue leaders and residents on the eve of the president's visit to Alaska's Arctic. Reporting in Kotzebue for KNOM, I'm Matthew Smith.